Welcome back. I hope that, oh, hello. I hope that you had a good walking period. So we'll do our final formal meditation period of the day now. Although even throughout the rest of the day, we'll be moving through periods of informal practice. In fact, everything we do is practice. But, you know, in terms of sitting still and closing your eyes, this will be the last sit of the day. And it's good to see all of you, all of your faces. I'm glad Anya made it back, Matt too. And yeah, all of us, good to be here. Oh my gosh. Charles Lee has like the universe. Right. I love it. So yeah, it's good to settle in again, settle into your meditation posture, settle in to your body, your living body as it is. In the book, Devin and I talk about this process of taking back your body. Like it's become almost a necessity for each of us to reclaim our body. And for me, this has become political. It's not just about me sitting alone in my room, attaining some kind of individual spiritual state. It's really about this, it's a collective refusal to go dead inside. And there's power in that. Like I will be alive and I will live with this open heart, with the fullness of being human together. So you can allow your eyes to close if they're not closed already, and allow your body to find its rest on the cushion, couch, the chair. And allow your mind to gather all over again in your living frame. And in particular for this meditation, you might find a location in your heart. Or even sometimes I say, occupy the center of the center of your heart. Sometimes it almost feels like burrowing in. Can you really live for this moment and then this moment in the crevices and the layers of your heart experience without any demands? You don't have to feel more loving. You don't have to feel more open. You don't have to feel anything in particular. If there's numbness, you can be here with numbness. There's like a quiet, simmering rage. That is truly very welcome. You just feel sad. It's welcome too. Whatever variety of heart experience, just making room with this profound faith in humanity, this faith that when we make room, moment after moment, day after day, good things grow. So we'll just sit in silence for some, maybe for 10 or 15 minutes, and then I'll give some further instructions. But in this period of silence, just coming back to your heart, and then coming back again, with kind of freshness, unknowing, not sure, what will it be like now? Each moment is unique. from this space of inhabiting or re-inhabiting your heart and your whole body. Maybe you just call up who are your heroes? This could be people that you know. Could just be people that you don't know, but that you admire. Who inspires you? And now that our minds are a little more stable, you might have a sense of vividness, presence. Like, who is this person, or who are these presences for you? You might imagine them, their faces, the style of dress they wear. These inspirational figures. You can imagine, you know, in front of you, or if there's more than a few, you can imagine them in a friendly circle around you. These kind of heroic, supportive presences. It could be your ancestors, your long ago family, who passed down wisdom, resilience. Could be, as it is often for me, Dharma ancestors, ones who came before and really took the path to their very core. It could be just great figures in the world, or it could be your third grade teacher. You could maybe imagine them in front of you or around you. Oh, the expressions on their faces, the way they hold themselves, the sound of their voice, if you can imagine the sound of their voice. Also, they're very human, their vulnerability, their humanness, just like you. They struggle or they struggled. And yet somehow these presences, these people, they upheld something that's important to you. Let me see if you can get a feel for that. Not so much the content necessarily, but it's like an energetic quality. If you're a visual person, you could even imagine that there's light. Sort of light that is shining from them into you. That they are filling your body with a kind of brightness and a kind of purpose. And you don't have to do anything except just receive. Just receive goodness. You don't have to perform. You don't have to be good yourself. You don't have to live up to the example. You're just kind of receiving whatever goodness you see or you feel from these benefactors. And see if in particular you can feel the receiving in your body. Feel what it's like to kind of hang out with these ones you admire. And just sit like this for a few moments, just soaking in the sense of being with maybe these almost spiritual figures for you. And then you can let go of any images. Let go of this sense of circle or presences in front of you. And just come back to rest in your body. Just recognizing how that was for you. And it doesn't have had to be good. Maybe there was resistance or confusion. Tightness, that's welcome. We're just playing. We're just playing here and kind of playing in the fields of Dharma. This is how is your body now? The body is always responding, always alive. And numbness, dullness, that's also a response. Freeze is also a response. Pushing against is a response. And it's all, there's room here. Awareness, this warm awareness, this friendly attention has room for everything. Whatever arises, we can meet it with this welcoming presence that is mindfulness. So just feeling your body now. And if you'd like, you could put a hand on your belly and put a hand on your heart. And just feel how your breath is coming into your lungs. Your lungs are expanding, your belly is rising. And then the breath is going out of your lungs. The lungs are relaxing, and the belly is falling. The rhythm. It's like waves in the ocean. You can just feel with your hands, you can feel the sense of this rhythm moving your body, regulating your body. And with your body, with your belly and your chest, you can feel the warmth of your hands, the way your hands in this moment are supporting you. And feeling that touch. Okay, maybe take a few deeper breaths. And let your hands drop if you want, or keep them. Whew, you can open your eyes, look around your room, stretch. Nice. Good, good. Yeah. So we're going to talk a little bit, but first maybe just stand up and just do whatever your body wants. So just stretch in some way. Move your legs. So I like to pat my legs down or whatever feels good to you. Give yourself a minute though. And then when you're ready, you can come back to sitting. Take your time.